If there are children who want to join me up here for the children's sermon. Good morning. Okay, we're going to do some acting out this morning. Calvin's coming this way. So, let's see. This is a story about a high priest. You guys know what a priest is? A priest is like a pastor, okay? So this story is about a high priest, meaning the oldest and wisest of the priests, the one with the tallest hat and the best robes, okay? And that priest is named Eli. Can you say that?
Eli,
great, okay. So there's Eli, and then there's a young boy. We don't know exactly how old. He might be about the age of some of these young boys up here, or he might be a little bit older, but there's a boy, and his name is Samuel. Can you say Samuel? Samuel. Okay, so can we act this out? I need an Eli. Who wants to be the high priest with the tall hat? Can you guys both be Eli? Yeah, okay. So you guys, here's what's going to happen. You guys are right here. Eli's right here. And it's night, so what do you think Eli's doing? Sleeping. Okay, can you lay down and sleep? Okay, so you're sleeping. Can you guys both be Samuel? Okay, I tell you what, you guys are going to be Samuel, and you're going to lay down and sleep right here because it's night. So come over this way and lay down. Now, Samuel and Eli are both asleep, okay? And Samuel, who's Samuel? You're Samuel, right? Samuel hears somebody calling him. And so what does he do? He gets up. Samuel gets up. Eli's asleep. Eli's the only one else around. Who do you think was calling him? There's only one person here. It's Eli. So, you know what Samuel does? Samuel comes over here and he says, "What is it? What is it, Eli? Come over here. Wake up, Eli, right here. Eli, wake up." Samuel says, "What do you need? You were calling me. But did you call them?" "No." So Eli says, "I didn't call you. Go back to bed. You must be dreaming." So he lays back down and goes to sleep. Samuel lays back down and goes to sleep. Okay, you can pretend. You can be right here. You're sleeping. Give me one of these. Okay, you're sleeping. Samuel is sleeping, and he hears somebody calling him again. So he wakes up. Who could it have been? It must be Eli. Eli's the only one here, so he comes over, and he says, "Eli, I'm here. Wake up. What do you need?" "Wait a minute. Eli, did you call them?" "No. It wasn't Eli. Okay, go back to sleep. I don't know what's going on. This is weird. You guys go back to sleep for me here." And a third time, Samuel hears somebody calling him, okay? And this time, he goes and wakes up Eli, says, "Okay, Eli, wake up. What do you need?" Eli's like, "Whoa, I did not call you. I've not called you at all, okay?" And Eli realizes something. You know what Eli realizes? The one calling God is the one calling Samuel is God, okay? He says, "Here's what you do. When you hear this calling again, you say, 'Here I am, Lord,' okay? So come over here. Samuel is asleep. Eli is asleep. Can you guys give me a sleep? Okay. And Samuel hears somebody calling him. And this time, Samuel says, 'Here I am, Lord.'" Okay, so you ready? On three, I want you to say, "Here I am, Lord." All right? One, two, three. "Here I am, Lord." Perfect. Okay, perfect. Now, everybody, back up here on the steps, please. We're all awake. We're all ourselves. What happens is God has a job for Samuel to do. Even though Samuel is just a young boy and Eli is an old, important priest with fancy robes and a tall hat, God has a job for Samuel to do. So it's pretty cool. God doesn't just use adults. God doesn't just use priests. God calls us all and has something for us to do. For Samuel, that was a message that he wanted Samuel to bring to the people. But God also calls us to care for those in need, to follow Jesus. That's what God calls us to do, which is pretty cool, even though we're kind of young, right? We're kids up here. I'll put myself with you guys. I'll be a kid. even though we're kids, God has stuff for us to do too, which is really cool. Will you guys pray with me? Repeat after me. Dear God, you call us. Help us to listen to you. Amen. Thank you guys for acting out with me. Children's Church, you can line up at that door right there, and if you'll wait for Miss Crystal.